Hey, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures verse by verse. So excited that you're here today, and a huge thank you to Terry Ibarra, who is one of the Patreon patrons of the Pray Every Day podcast. Terry went to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's lots of different levels there, and you can explore them there. I hope that you know that this has been a really interesting experience for me to pray for you every single day of this year. And again, I know I've said this before, but thank you for the privilege of letting me into your living room, into your car, into wherever you are, because I am just, I count it truly as a privilege to pray for you. Today we're reading from Jeremiah 6:28 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB. This is one of those verses from The Seven Deadly Friendships, which released earlier this month, and it says this: "All are stubborn rebels, spreading slander. They are bronze and iron. All of them are corrupt." Mind if I pray for you? Well, Lord, this sounds like government to me. This sounds like politics. This sounds like every corrupt institution ever known to man. Stubborn rebels, spreading slander, bronze and iron, all are corrupt. It almost sounds like a rap song, Lord. Thank you that your word tackles these issues head on. And I know that Jeremiah lived in a land of unclean lips. He lived in a land of people straying from you. The nation of Israel decided that idols would be better than you. Things made by man would be better than the creator of the universe. And oftentimes the word adultery is used in relation to the nation of Israel. They basically slept with other gods. And that is kind of the picture of this verse here, this warning by Jeremiah. So Lord, first I pray that we wouldn't embody this verse, that instead of stubborn, we would be teachable. Instead of rebellious, we would be submissive to your will and willingly obey you in whatever you ask, even those hard things and the things that make no sense. I know when we went overseas, it didn't really make sense to uproot our entire family and our little kids and take them to another country. But that was your leading, and so we did it. And not to say that I'm awesome, because I'm just a broken person who barely obeyed in that situation. But Lord, we want to become obedient people. Lord, it says that they spread slander. So I pray for my audience today that we would spread wide your praise, that this would be what we talk about, the glory of you, the greatness of you, the power of you to overcome sin, and that we would encourage people with our mouths, that we wouldn't pull them down, we wouldn't publicly humiliate them, but that we would bless them instead. We would do positive gossip, Lord. We would positively gossip about people doing great things. And Lord, that also takes some humility, because Lord, when we're broken inside, we're constantly trying to have people notice us. Lord, help us to become filled inside through your Holy Spirit, healed inside, so that we don't have to try to point to ourselves, but that we naturally want to point to the abilities of others. Lord, help us not to be hardened. We don't want to have hard hearts. In your word, it says I can't remember where this is, so please forgive me, but I believe it's in Hosea about breaking up your fallow ground because it is time to seek the Lord. And Lord, we have hard soil, and we need our hearts, the hard soil of our hearts, to be broken up, to be plowed through, to be crumbly in your hands instead of hard and bitter. So Lord, forgive us for holding on to hard-heartedness or bitterness. And Lord, we do not want to be corrupt. We don't want to be influenced by someone who might pay a bribe, or we don't want to pay special attention to, oh my goodness, that person's so important, so I'm going to treat them a certain way. Nor do we want to hurt people who are what we perceive as less than us, because the truth is, at the cross, we are all on the same level. There is no one that's higher, there's no one that's lower. Only thing that's elevated there is you upon that cross. And you said that if the Son of Man is lifted up, that he will draw all men to himself. So Lord, we're on that level playing field. teach us from this verse from Jeremiah, which is an indictment against all sorts of people doing all sorts of bad things. Help us to use that verse instead as a prescription of what not to do through the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I really appreciate it. If you want to leave a prayer in another language, you can go to marydemuth.com and there's a little microphone there and you can record it. Say your name, where you're praying from, what language you're praying in, and you can either pray the Lord's Prayer or you can pray whatever you want. So I would love to have it up there, and thank you in advance for doing that. Have an amazing day.